Over 60% of people seeking treatment at the Rutland Centre in Dublin now have multiple addictions. That's according to an annual report which is being published this morning. Alcohol addiction remains the primary addiction issue at the centre, but it says cocaine and gambling addiction problems are growing year on year. Maeve Mullany, Chief Executive of the Rutland Centre, joins us now. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for having me.
Maeve, let's begin by talking about this issue of multiple addictions. What sort of things are we talking about?
Okay, so this is something that we're seeing an increase in year on year at the Rutland Centre, and it's really making things very complex for families and individuals to deal with. So what we're talking about here is when people come in with a primary addiction, say for example alcohol, but now they're coming in also with alcohol plus plus. So it's alcohol plus cocaine, or alcohol plus a gambling issue, or a food related issue, and a mix of substances as well. And it's really making it difficult for people to deal with, because the powerful effect of the combination of all of these substances really affects the brain. It really affects physical and mental health, and it increases risk for people in terms of overdose, in terms of some comorbid mental health presentations, and it's harder for people to access treatment and to complete treatment at times.
Do we have any idea why this is happening? Or is there a particular pattern of user who's more likely to have multiple addictions? Any reasons that you can discern?
I don't think there's a particular pattern of user. I think anyone that's in addiction, you know, the addiction is serving a need. It's meeting a need for people. It's a coping mechanism. It's an escapism. It's a way to avoid uncomfortable feelings and emotions. And I think what happens is when people get caught in a cycle of addiction, their tolerance levels, perhaps they start with one substance or behaviour and their tolerance levels increase. And eventually they need more and more of a substance to meet that need and to get that hit, for want of a better word, that they need. And that's where it spirals into the multiple addiction and the polyaddiction use.
This must make it more difficult to treat.
It is difficult for treat. It's most difficult for the people that are in that situation and for their families. And oftentimes what we hear and what we see at the centre is that individuals will come in and their families believe that it's just alcohol or it's just cocaine. And then over the course of the assessment or over the course of treatment, it emerges that there are other substances and behaviours at play. We have an expert team put together at the Rutland Centre. We have psychologists, psychotherapists, social care workers, nurses. So we're well placed to meet these needs and to offer a quality program to people. And people do recover from it, absolutely. And I think that's one of the highlights for me in our annual report, is the completion rate that we have and the success rates we have in terms of recovery and people going on to lead a very meaningful life in recovery post addiction.
Now, your report notes increased cocaine use among your client. This is mirroring national trends. Would it be fair to say that cocaine use has become almost normalised and that it's a nationwide phenomenon?
Absolutely. And I think it's been well documented in the media, the supply and the ever-present nature of cocaine. I was speaking with one of my colleagues yesterday on this, and that's exactly what we were talking about. It has become socially acceptable. It's very open use. It's not unlike alcohol in that respect. People are using it openly. There doesn't seem to be the same stigma attached to using it. And it's actually one of the big challenges for people in early recovery. So something that we have noticed anecdotally is that people in early relapse, the biggest threat to their recovery is actually the very open nature of cocaine use when they go back out into their community and into their workplace and into their friendship circles, because there's still this perception that cocaine's okay, and this, you know, and that it's everywhere and it's very, very easily accessed.
You recorded your highest number of bed nights ever last year, over 5,200. That would seem to indicate a high demand for your services. Were you able to accommodate all those who sought help from the Rutland Centre last year?
We do our very best to do that. I do believe that if we had more capacity and more funding, we could accommodate even more people. We have seen that increase year on year over the last number of years, and I think it's a reflection of where families and individuals are at and the urgency that they have for addiction treatment services. We answer almost 16,000 calls a year, and at this point in 2024, I think we're on track to surpass the 2023 level. So I think addiction is very prevalent. It's across all communities all over the country. And I don't think we're at a point where we're ever going to be at that tipping balance where the demand isn't there. So I think as long as services like ours are there, the demand is there to fill it.
Now, you're planning to expand your services. Can you tell us what's involved and when it'll be available?
Yeah, so one of the things that we're always doing is looking at emerging need. What are the families that contact us telling us? What do they need? And what are perhaps we not able to meet at this point? So there's three things that we're trying to do in the period ahead. One is we are going to launch a gambling-specific outpatient program. The second is a cocaine-specific program, probably on an outpatient basis as well. And the third is we would like to open a detox unit at the centre. We would get multiple calls every week, every month, every year for people that need a detox service, and we don't have the capacity to meet that at the moment. Detox beds per capita in Ireland are quite low, and we think that we can meet the needs of a particular community by addressing that at the centre and that we have the expertise to do that.
Just briefly, on the issue of gambling, we didn't touch on that. Mm-hmm. Is that also growing year on year? And are you seeing any reasons why this might be the case?
Mm-hmm. Gambling, I guess, is more of a persistent issue. And what we have seen is an increase in our outpatient program, which is quite well suited to treating the behavioural or the process addiction, such as gambling. So I think that's why we would like to put in the gambling outpatient program, is to try and address that need. It's not an issue that's going away. We welcome the appointment of the gambling regulator. We're excited to see what their office does in the months ahead and between now and the year end in terms of funding awareness and prevention programmes and also funding treatment and recovery programmes as well.
Okay. Maeve Mullany, Chief Executive of the Rutland Centre, thank you very much for coming in to us.
Thank you so much.